Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And I am just so excited to be here with you once again. And today's topic is headaches are emotional blocks suppressing the energy of the life force flowing through us. So we are going to discuss headaches and how it is suppressing the energy, the life force that is attempting to flow through us. So headaches, this is truly an interesting topic, because headaches really were only known until a few centuries ago. They were only known until a few, basically they were unknown until a few centuries ago. In earlier cultural epics, they were unheard of. And now we're just seeing this so commonly today. We're seeing it more and more often. And there are all different types of headaches, when we get the headaches. So we're going to definitely expand upon it. But first, let's just look at what a headache is. A headache is pain in the head or face, and sometimes also includes pain in the upper neck. Pain-sensitive structures in the head and face include the skin, bone, structures in the eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. And what else is involved in headaches? Large blood vessels of the head are exquisitely sensitive, and these are the principal organs that are involved in these are the principal tissues that are involved in headaches. Sometimes we feel it in our jaw. Sometimes we feel it in our ears. Sometimes it's at the base of our skull. You know, and headaches, they've been classified. Headaches are being classified today. You have a primary headache. You have a secondary headache. So once again, a headache is pain in the head or face, and sometimes also includes pain in the neck. No pun intended, pain in the neck, in the upper neck, pain, once again, sensitive structures in the head and face, the skin, bone, and structures in the eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. And, you know, they say that the most common type of headache today is a tension or muscle contraction type of headache. But I want to just read something to you here. In 2013, the International Headache Society released its latest classification system for a headache, because so many people suffer from headaches and because treatment is difficult sometimes, it was hoped that the new classification system would help healthcare professionals make a more specific diagnosis as to the type of headache a patient has and allow better and more effective options for treatment. So, you know, that these guidelines were set up: primary headache, secondary headache, cranial neuralgia, facial pain. But once again, as you can see, this is still a concept that is quite difficult for even the medical profession to diagnose. And I've worked with patients over the last two decades with their headaches, and some have been put on so many different medications, no results, no changes. And again, they've tried not one or two meds. Some have tried five, some medication, and nothing works. So the question is this really a physical issue, or is it manifesting physiologically? And we're definitely going to expand upon that later. But let's look at, you know, these classification systems. Okay, let's look at primary headaches right now. So primary headaches include migraine, tension, and cluster headaches, okay? And what is a tension headache? Tension headaches are the most common types of primary headaches. Tension headaches occur more commonly, they say, among women than men, and we're going to expand upon that a little bit later. And according to the World Health Organization, 1 in 20 people in the developed world suffer with a daily tension headache. Suffer with a daily tension headache. Can I say that one more time? Daily. That means that they're getting tension headaches every day, daily. Okay, there are how many days in a week? How many days in a heptad, or how many plasmas in a heptad? 7. Okay. Migraine headaches are the second most common type of primary headache. Migraine headaches can affect both children and adults. And, you know, commonly women tend to experience these headaches right around their menstrual cycle.
Thank you for listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Show. You can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.